Your broadcast home for Shelby County Rockets and Martha Lane Collins Titan Sports. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Through one quarter of play, we're scoreless. Franklin County on the move here. Their second drive of the game. Their first in Collins territory. They'll have it second and seven here from the 41-yard line. Turn. He'll hand to Vance in the backfield. Vance trying to get to the right side. Gets through an arm tackle. Still struggling. Four can't get him on the ground. He'll get all the way down to the 35-yard line. Got a flag on the play back at the 40.
Might have been a face mask, maybe.
Collins should have had him on the ground at the 40.
Cleveland comes off with his helmet off.
And we have a face mask on Collins. Saw last week Scott having a hard time getting him on the ground.
They had that problem all year, I think.
As well. So waiting for them to mark off the penalty yardage. Going to put the ball down at the 30-yard line. To be first and 10 Flyers at the Collins 30-yard line. Got Sam Harrod running off late.
Blood. I've seen
blood
him
on his elbow.
He was getting taped up earlier by Alice.
So
Jacob Phillips
going to check in Sam's spot. Anderson stays in the shotgun. Motion from right to left. He'll pitch it forward. Good pursuit by Eath. Turns him back inside. Can't get him. Finally get him on the ground just behind the line of scrimmage. Good job by Nick Eads. Host of Collins defenders, Jeremiah Green coming on little sweep play. Forward progress to the 30, so no gain on the play. Second and 10, just underway here in the second quarter. Sanderson in the backfield along with Vance to his right. Turns, he'll hand to Vance. Coming around the left side, looking for room to run. Cuts it back in the middle of the field, and he's down to about the 26-yard line, maybe the 27. We'll mark him down. Forward progress to the 26. We'll bring up third and six. 10.5 to go here in the second quarter. Still scoreless. Sam Harry checking back in.
Hurry up and get off the field.
And Phillips checking back out.
With no hurry to come off.
Sanderson in the shotgun. Looking over, and that's going to be a delay of game on Franklin County. So the 5-yard penalty will back them up to the 31-yard line and will make it third and 11. Got to figure at this point, probably two down territory regardless, kind of in no man's land on the field here, wouldn't you imagine?
Yeah, especially kicking into this wind, going that direction, without a doubt. I mean, it all depends on what you do. You lose some yardage or a sack or something, you might punt it, but yeah.
Third and 11, Anderson takes the handoff. Now looking, stepping up, looking to run with it, and will be tackled just inside the 30, down to the 29. Gain of two, and it'll bring up fourth and nine.
He did a lot of moving, just didn't really go a lot to forward. He made a lot of moves. It looks like he's a little bit hurt. Is he nine?
He's a little shaken up, kind of hobbling back over to the sideline. And I think Franklin County going to be forced to take a timeout, and they will. So we'll take a break here as well. 9:48 to go in a second. We're still scoreless. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Streaming online 24/7 at WXLNradio.com. This is Hometown Radio, Power 93.3 WXLN, LP Shelbyville.
At Jacoby Sales, your Case IH dealer, they know the true future of agriculture is our youth. That's why they are proud to support FFA locally, getting to know great kids who will one day be leaders in agriculture. Jacoby Seals would like to salute our FFA youth who are making a commitment to agriculture and their communities, just as Case IH has made the commitment to the environment with the introduction of their Tier 4 Magnum Puma and Steiger tractors without sacrificing power producers need and have come to expect from Case IH. Jacoby Seals in Shelbyville, better solutions. Jacoby Seals underwrites WXLN
Flyers from the Collins 29-yard line. Big play in the game here early for both squads. Sanderson, empty backfield, in the shotgun alone. Takes a snap. It's not Sanderson this time. Going to throw it, wobbling to the outside, and incomplete. That was Jeremiah Green. We mentioned that Sanderson went off hobbling. Jeremiah Green floats one to the outside. Not close to anybody. Maybe the closest would have been maybe to Kevin Harden on the sideline down there. I'm not sure. This time, Franklin County will turn it over on down.
I've seen better throws from Tyra Long from right field than that throw right there.
I definitely saw better throws in the parking lot of the Orange Lot last week.
That's true. A couple of alums, Josh Dennison, and one Shelby County alum, and fishing great,
John Hunter. 9:43 to go in the second quarter, scoreless. Collins now has the ball first and 10 from the 29-yard line. Lucas rolls to his left, dropping deep. Now looking deep down the left, I've got Maggard down to 40, down to 31, got to get by. He'll be pushed out of bounds at the 20-yard line.
No flags. Dalton finally got behind the guy there. I think he did a little down and out.
We mentioned they've hooked up on that play many times this season already. Dalton got good separation on the outside. Go for about a 50-yard gain down inside the 20. They'll mark him to the 19. Collins threatening here again. First and 10. Two-back set this time. Roseberry and White with him. He'll turn. He'll hand to Nashawn. Nashawn trying to get to the edge. Cuts it back inside, and we'll get down maybe to the 16. Not a lot there. Good job by Nashawn just to kind of turn it up and get what he can out of that one.
Probably no coincidence that J.R. Got deep on the corn throwing with the wind instead of against the wind. Because he has a tendency to put a lot of air on the ball, and when it's windy, that wind tends to knock it down, and in this case, help it.
Cleveland Carwell checks in for Roseberry. And he and Connor White will be kind of in the backfield here with Lucas. Now, J.R. going to change, go under center. Carwell on the back. He'll turn, he'll hand it to Leland, and there's nothing there. He's hit at the line of scrimmage, no gain. As the defensive line from Franklin County, just too much penetration.
Just engulfed that. Kind of a little new look there for Collins. Hadn't seen that look. Kind of the last minute went under center, bunch package, and might not see it much anymore.
Yeah. So third and 7. Ball is at the 15-yard line.
So you're going to see J.R. roll out over toward Maggard's side.
J.R. turns. He's going to hand to Carwin. There's nothing there again. He's hit at the line of scrimmage. May go for a short loss. Right now, the defensive line on the run game for Franklin County is just dominating the offensive line for Collins.
See if Collins is going to kick it or...
Collins is going to go for it.
No signs of kicking it.
Maybe the way this game is played, you might think about going for the points here, Scott, would you not?
I'm going to call timeout.
Collins is going to take a timeout to talk about it. We'll take a quick break as well. 7:42 to go in a second. We're still scoreless. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
7:42 to go. Here in the second quarter, we're scoreless. Looks like Collins, before the break, before the timeout, was thinking about going for it. Coach Lucas took a timeout. Looks like he's rethought and going to try the field goal. Noah Bruner is going to line this one up from the right hash. Ball will be placed down at the 23-yard line. Be a 33-yard attempt. Noah's marking his steps off. Gives the nod to Lucas. He's ready. Snap back and kick is up. Plenty long enough. And good.
Hey, good job by J.R. right there. That snap was a little high and got
snap
it down.
Exactly. Went right to him. Good job of handling and getting it down. And Collins on the board first. 7:42 to go in the second. 3-0. Collins leads it. You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Not all celebrations live up to the hype. Birthdays. Wedding anniversaries.
A dust broom. You shouldn't have.
At Zaxby's during our 25th anniversary, we're giving our fans a reason to celebrate. With Zaxby's Celebration Special Meal. That's 4 chicken fingers, Texas toast, crinkle fries, Zax sauce, and a 32-ounce drink. So when you're finished enjoying that job promotion,
we're working through the weekend.
And your daughter's first musical recital. Head down to Zaxby's for the Celebration Special Meal for a limited time. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN programming.
Bruner set to kick this one off. Back deep, Marks and Rodriguez for Franklin County, both standing inside the 5-yard line. Bruner checks the alignment. He approaches it and he'll kick it deep. This one will go into the end zone for a touchback.
Noah's leg and that wind, that That was pretty much a sure thing, as long as he hit it good, which he did.
It was like you in a head harness, sure thing. 7:30 to go.
That's just,
flatly
uncalled for, let me tell you. Speaking of sure things, Sam Herridge playing well out there early tonight.
First and 10 Flyers from their own 20-yard line. And we'll see who's at quarterback. Sanders, I think, is back in, missing the last play on the last drive. Can't see the number. We'll check it and see. He'll pitch it forward, stretching out the right side on a jet sweep, and he'll be run out of bounds just short of the 25-yard line. It was Sanderson back in the game.
Looked like there was a lot of movement there before that snap, but I don't see any flags.
I think that was Landon Hurst on the carry. Just brought him in motion from the left side of the formation. Pitched it to him as he went across in front of the quarterback. Good job by Collins to stretch it all the way to the sideline. Holds him to a 3-yard gain. And should be false start on the back in the backfield. Vance has got moving toward the line of scrimmage and couldn't stop it. That'll be a 5-yard penalty on Franklin County, who's been really affected by penalties here early in this one. And we're going to have another flag on Franklin County, I think, as well, for sideline warning. Golly. Don't even throw the flag.
Yeah, you got to go on.
Just waste time.
Get both teams at.
Yeah.
Just get it out of the way.
So no penalty yardage on the first defense for the sideline warning. Second and 12. Sanderson hands in the backfield Hurst right through the middle of the Collins defense. He'll go for about 4 yards, just over the 20, up maybe to the 22. Bring up third and 8.
I don't know if it's the weather or what, but I was under the impression Franklin would throw the ball more about, you know, talking to one of the Shelby County coaches last week after Coach Lucas' show. He mentioned you got to stop the run.
Third and 7 for the Flyers. Sanderson takes a snap. Pressure going to screen pass to the middle. Defense well
nice
by
job.
Collins.
Nice
and
job.
Ball's Bumble. On the ground.
Bumble.
And, hey, Collins has got it.
I tell you what, nice play by all the linebackers. Eads and Stucker.
And Collins, I haven't seen the official word yet.
I don't know who recovered it.
And they have. Collins has gotten it. But, good, like you said, the linebackers did a good job. Did not fall for the fake at all and stayed at home and in. Nice play. Hit hard at the line of scrimmage, causing the fumble.
Now, this see who got the fumble? I didn't never see it, did you?
I couldn't see. 6:26 to go here in the second quarter. Collins up 3-0. And they'll have it first and 10 from the Franklin County 21-yard line. This is where you've got to convert touchdowns here, Scott.
I agree. 6 minutes to go. Nashawn back out there with Connor White. This is their best. Both of them in the backfield here to start this drive.
Lucas turns, going to hand to White. Cuts it back to the middle, lowers his head down inside the 20, maybe to the 18.
About a 4 or 5 yard gain, though. I like Connor White touching the football. I kind of like both of the speed backs back there.
Yep.
Back there together.
Mark him to the 18. So gain of 3, second and 7. Lucas stays in the shotgun. Rolls to his left looking to throw. Still looking. Going to step up and look to run with it. Got some room out to the right side. Down the 10. Cuts it back up inside the 10. Maybe to the 9. It'll be first and goal Titan. The area where we've seen Collins struggle just a little bit this year. Able to punch it in when they get close. We've seen them go to maybe their bigger package a lot during this. But it looks like they're going to stay spread. With Roseberry beside Lucas in the shotgun. First and goal from the 9. Turned and Roseberry hit in the backfield. Perfectly timed blitz by Sam Anderson from his linebacker spot and got him just as soon as he put his hands on it. Had to go for nearly a 5-yard loss.
It's just a messed up blocking assignment, it looked like to me.
So it'll be second and goal now. Ball at the 14-yard line.
Once again, another first down negative play that you mentioned. That Collins' offense right now just cannot overcome.
Playing one-on-one on the outside here.
I think you see that little
blitz again up the middle. JR looking.
He was sacked, I can tell you that much. If I got to call play-by-play, we're in trouble.
Might have to.
Okay, here we go.
Third
and you got it. JR Lucas with a quarterback draw. He's to the 15, to the 10. Pushing his way up to inside the 5. Going to get to about the, looks like about right about the 5-yard line, maybe the 6.
Be fourth and goal, and they're going to kick it again. as Collins had a turnover at the 21 and not going to be able to capitalize here on a score. And will be forced for another field goal attempt.
That was a designed quarterback draw, it looked like to me, too. Either that or he took off awful quick.
This will be a 23-yard attempt. Ball nearly on the left hash. Bruner gives the nod. Ball snapped behind Lucas. JR's going to try to run, and he's going to be sacked back near the 20-yard line. Another ball snap was behind him.
Just a bad snap.
Good gracious. Collins' defense playing so well, but the offense just cannot capitalize. 3:01 to go here in the second quarter. Collins leads it 3-0. Franklin County with an explosive offense. We'll see how they attack these last few minutes. Sanderson leads the offense back to the field.
He still doesn't look 100% out there. He's moving quite slow.
Vance to the left of him in the shotgun. Turns. He'll hand to Vance, and he's hit at the line of scrimmage and tackled there. Pookie Murphy late getting in. I was trying to think who made Nick Eads on the initial contact on the tackle. Gain of one. Second and nine. Same formation for the Flyers. Collins shows blitz, backs out of it. Three-man rush, throwing it to the left side, complete, but only up to about the 25-yard line.
He kind of went backwards once he caught it, too. It'd be interesting to see what kind of spot they give him.
Only going to go for about a 3-yard gain up to the 25. We'll bring up third and five.
He caught it and then kind of ran two or three steps the other way. He tried to get his momentum going back the right way. But
2 minutes to go here before the half. Same formation for the Flyers. Two receivers each side of the field. Vance in the backfield here with Sanderson. Takes a snap and it's going to be a quarterback run. And he's got the first down, hit hard up at the 35, still on his feet, finally wrestled down at the 42.
Big play there by Sanderson.
1:38 to go before the half. First and 10 Flyers. We'll see if they'll pick the pace up here now. They still have all three of their timeouts remaining. Turns, hands in the backfield to Vance. Cuts it up the field, trying to get down the sideline. Pass midfield. Stays inbounds.
Nice open field.
Good for a first down again.
Nice open field tackle by Nas. A guy had a lot of room to run if he got around Nas.
So Franklin County, much quicker pace here. 1:25 to go. Still with three timeouts to go. Takes the snap. Hands to Vance. He's hit right at the line of scrimmage. Nice play by Leland Carwell, his defensive tackle spot. Thought maybe Franklin County might use the timeout, but the clock continues to run here. No gain on that last play. Second and 10, 46-yard line. Under 1 minute to go. Two receivers each side. Sanderson takes the snap. Quick throw out to the left side. And I thought he may have dropped it, and he did. Incomplete.
It's a late whistle.
DeJuan Davis seen twice pick it up and try to throw it to him on the outside, and twice. He's just dropped it, and this will bring up third and 10, 42 seconds to go here before the half. Franklin County will go to a five-wide set, three split to the wide side, which is to Sanderson's right.
Can't figure out what number five is doing after. He's done the kicking signal about five times. Maybe he's trying to get a little bit of a cramp or something.
Looks like they're going to maybe run one more play. I like to see Collins get deeper on the field here. Got to throw it to the end zone here. See a coach on the sideline trying to tell him to back up. Quick down the middle of the field. Ball is incomplete down at the 25-yard line. Hurst trying to make the catch, knocked away from him. And a very surprisingly low-scoring game, 3-0, Scott, here at the half.
I agree.
Man of many words.
Well, I thought it was going to break.
3-0. Collins leads it here at the half.
I'll have a break when we come back.
You're listening to Titan Football here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
While a cow eats 25 pounds of hay each day, a Case IH round baler can bale 450,000 pounds of hay in a day. And while cattle only have one job to do, a Maxim Series tractor has 70 tools and attachments to help you do any job. Sure, cattle bring in the profits, but for every other job you need to get done, count on Case IH equipment. Visit Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville or caseih.com/livestock. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN programming.